Let's talk a few minutes again from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 and 12. And I think today we're going to go further. But I also want to emphasize the importance of you learning these lessons, because a change is taking place with a change in your faith, a change in your anointing, a change in your prayer, a change when you minister to someone else on behalf of God. All these changes taking place, the change in your position in the church to help your pastor, to help your man of God, a woman of God, all are taking place now. Now, when we look in verse 13 of Ephesians 4, from the Passion Translation, it tells us something. These grace ministries will function until we all attain oneness in the faith, until we all experience the fullness of what it means to know the Son of God, and finally we become one perfect man with the four dimensions, plural, of spiritual maturity and fully developed in the abundance of Christ. I think this verse, we need to break this down of understanding in the King James Version. It says in Ephesians 4:13 that till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. When we look at these graces, grace ministry, it said it will function until all attain oneness in faith. And that's one of the strong holds of the body of Christ, that we become a stronghold in righteousness when we all become in the unity of faith. But it cannot happen until the graces are unified. You see my point? See, the graces, as long as the graces are not unified, are not understanding how they're supposed to submit to one another, then it's a hindrance to the church getting her place. Yes, we have program. Yes, we do other things, but I'm talking about functioning now. These grace ministry will function until we all attain oneness in faith. So that's one of the primary things. We think we have the same kind of faith. Until we all experience the fullness of what it means to know the Son of God. So that comes to a fullness of knowing the Son of God, and it cannot happen without these ministry gifts in place. And finally, we become one perfect man, matured, with the full dimension of spiritual maturity, I love it, and fully developed in the abundance of Christ. So you see that the importance of, and I think what it is all five of the graces, because the church at large have left the apostle out for so many years, and he is the head one in the rank to pass it on down some things that would not, the big picture would not be seen. We're actually building an army that know what they're doing, an army that can win every battle, an army that can personally rise up individually and yet help so many people with that anointing that is on their line. I think when we get through, you're going to have a fivefold ministry gift mantle on you, that you can enjoy the benefits of helping others step into maturity, step out of the traps of satanic forces, and move into the arena of the peace that pass all understanding and abundance that God wants us to have and live in and to share with others. So I'm looking forward to us understanding how this works, that we can be a blessing to the whole world.